Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 210 of Heroes Unlimited. We've arrived, finally, at the end of the robot section, but don't get ahead of yourself. We are exiting through the gift shop of the robot section. We've just been bilked for millions and millions of dollars, charged for everything you can think of, charged for our ability to think, our ability to walk around and survive. We've been charged for a torso. Literally, you have to buy your character's torso. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. We've had overpriced weapons. We've had overpriced sensory equipment. And this has not been, you know, just a general high level of cost for robotics. No. It has been targeted. It has been cruelly targeted. Bodies don't cost too much unless you happen to want, I don't know, a humanoid body that can live a life. That's going to cost you. Somehow, metal spider legs, the creepiest of all legs, are fast and affordable. But if you're building a robot dog and you want dog legs, that you're going to have to pay for. At every turn in this robot construction process, our vendors have been screwing us hard. And now here we are at the checkout line, if you will. And what do we see before us but a rack full of impulse buy bullshit, arrayed in a desperate effort to extract our last few thousand dollars. This page contains the special pilot operated systems and the miscellaneous section. There are some practical things to be had here. Underwater capabilities, if you want your robot to go underwater, if you're a piloted robot, you're going to need that. We got a life support unit, and this page also offers armor rating, which is great in this game. But we're not really here to talk about any of that. We're here to talk about these impulse miscellaneous items. We're here to talk about the jalapeno Cheetos of the robot construction world, where you've just spent all this money, and so by the time you get to this stage, the end, you kind of glance over at them and you think, oh, I don't need that. But for just a little more, you know, just a little something for the parking lot, for the ride home, let me maybe, no, don't do it. It's a bad idea. Here I'm talking about these robot items. If you know what, if you want to buy jalapeno Cheetos, that's your own life. I'm not a dietitian, but I am at this point something of an expert on this game, and I'm here to tell you, don't go in for this miscellaneous bullshit here at the end of the robot section. What do we have on offer? Here's an example, a whole series of items. What if, let's say, you know, you're a robot pilot, you're going to be spending a lot of time hanging out in your robot, particularly if it's like a big vehicle, like a van or a semi-truck, or it's a really big mecha, like 50 feet tall, you're kind of spoiled for space in there, you may want to get yourself some luxury accommodations. This section offers a refrigerator, also an electric grill, also a microwave. So you can kind of turn your robot into like a makeshift tour bus and, you know, make your meals in there. Travel in comfort to and from super crimes. And you know what? These items are highly affordable by the standards of the robot section. Just yesterday, we were talking about putting a particle beam cannon on your robot that costs $3.1 million. In contrast, getting a refrigerator will only cost you a mere $1,000. An electric grill, a mere $1,000. A microwave oven, you guessed it, a mere $1,000. Funny how they all cost the same. I'll tell you why. It's because all of these items cost substantially less than $1,000 in real life, in the regular world. But here you are in the robot section, you're flush with robot cash. It's like you're spending Disney dollars. You're not thinking about the value of money. What's $1,000 here? $1,000? Sure, I'll drop $3,000 on a kitchenette for my robot. Don't do it. Why would you? Think about it. If you got space for a little mini refrigerator, go buy a mini fridge. According to my good friend Google, you can go to Target.com right now and get yourself a 1.7 cubic foot mini refrigerator in black. I don't know if other colors are available. I can't be investigating refrigerators for you on this podcast. It's meant to be about 5 or 10 minutes long. Comes out daily. I'm a little pressed for time. Although at a glance, I see there's a white one as well. Anyway, whatever matches your robot. The point is, this thing costs about $65. All you need is space and a power outlet. $65. You got yourself a mini fridge. Done. Same thing with the grill. Same thing with the microwave oven. They're charging you $1,000 in 1998 dollars for these. That's like $2,000 in our modern hell world for something that should cost you $70, maybe $100, maybe $150. Likewise, maybe you're more serious-minded, maybe you're not so much into the kitchenette idea, but you think, oh, I could get trapped in the field without anything to eat. I could starve to death in the service of my country and or corporate master. I need some provisions, some emergency rations, let me buy the provisions storage unit for $2,000. That's 4,000 Hell World bucks. What do you get with the provisions storage unit? You get, quote, 10 gallons of water and airtight compartment with 4 weeks of freeze-dried and powdered food rations. Now, you'll notice that there's no refrigerator involved here. We're talking about shelf-stable rations. We're talking about MREs, right? If you don't know anything about the design and manufacture and history of military rations, I invite you to go look it up. It's an interesting side tangent to distract you from the podcast you're supposed to be creating daily. There's this whole interesting thing about using marketing techniques on MREs to make sure that people are getting the nutrition they need on the battlefield. If you got some Marxist critique burning a hole in your pocket, I invite you to get into this MRE discussion. Anyway, the important data that I pulled out of my delve into this topic is that what you need for 4 weeks of provisions is something like 83 MREs. Now, at the simplest level, an MRE probably costs about $7.25 per meal. We're talking about just over 600 modern dollars for all these MREs. I don't know the exact cost of 10 gallons of water, but it's negligible. You're paying for a jug. And then an airtight compartment, you know, basically an icebox. An icebox, a 10-gallon jug of water, and about $600 worth of MREs. Notice that none of this requires any power. Your precious fusion generator, totally unnecessary for this quote-unquote robot feature. This is just a box of military-grade Lunchables and some water for the equivalent of 4,000 modern dollars. Oh, and if you're afraid that you're going to get bored while you're starving to death, can I interest you in a CD player for $1,200, the equivalent of 2,400 modern dollars for a CD player? I'm sorry, it is a CD stereo system. There's two different, you know, you can have the music coming out of one speaker and then just the sound of the robot vendor laughing at you from the other speaker, presumably, since I guess you just fucking love the abuse. But let's not stop at the kitchenette. You know, let's continue this Mecha edition of Cribs and check out what else you've got going on with your robot if you go shopping in the miscellaneous section. You can get locking joints, which is a joint that once set won't move until it is unlocked, for $20,000 each. $20,000 per joint. Or conversely, let's say you really want a spinny joint. You want, let's say, a wrist joint that instead of or in addition to locking in place to hold something can also spin all the way around, rather than having a normal human range of motion. That costs $40,000. And for this, you get a spinny head, spinny shoulders, spinny hands at the wrist, and a spinny upper torso at the waist. Note, of course, that this won't work if you're like an exoskeleton, and this is basically just a suit over your body. It's either a piloted robot or it's a robot with an AI with no human body inside. Which raises the question, why do these robots even come standard with a limited human range of motion? Why not just let them spin around? Doesn't seem like an exceptional inconvenience to the robot's designers to put things on a 360-degree swivel, but it costs $40,000. Similarly, the locking joint, it says it takes a physical strength of 40 to move the joint when it's locked. Now, that's a lot of strength, but it's not more than it takes to, like, bend a solid object. This is a feat that could be achieved with deadbolt technology. You know, like a sliding rod that just slides up and blocks the limb from moving. Doesn't seem like it should cost $20,000. Again, this is a scenario where you could just ask for a space there and honestly install a deadbolt-like device and pretty much get all the benefit of this. We keep coming back to this. All you really need is space, and you could put in all of this stuff for like normal civilian prices instead of getting bilked by these greedy robot vendors. And lucky for us, or so it would seem, there is an option for a secret compartment. You can buy secret compartments for your robot. It says here, quote, small secret compartments can be built into the robot to hold tools, supplies, weapons, and secrets, including the secret of being a canny consumer. All you got to do is buy a secret compartment, and you can put a fridge in there, put a grill in there, do a little craft project and build a deadbolt in there for normal, reasonable civilian prices. And how much does a space in your robot cost? $8,000. Okay, now listen. We've got this robot vendor dead to rights on this one. Because remember, the provision storage unit, the quote-unquote unit, that shit is just a jug of water and MREs in an airtight compartment. We know the MREs cost about $600. And that's in modern dollars, right? It cost the equivalent of like $300 back in 1998. And the water is basically free. It's just a jug and water. That leaves about $1,400 to pay for an airtight space. And now here you are charging $8,000 for a secret compartment. I guess maybe I should just buy the provision storage, then take the MREs to my house, throw away the meatloaf ones, keep the rest because they're delicious, save the water for my earthquake preparedness kit, and then just use this provisions cupboard as my secret compartment. It'd be a quarter of the price for what I really wanted in the first place, which is just space. But if I do that, you fucking got me. You charged me $2,000 for rations that I didn't want, didn't need, vastly overpriced, because it's actually cheaper to buy a space for the rations and then throw the rations away than it is to just buy a space, because you made sure of that, didn't you? You knew all this overpriced bullshit is going to make me want to just buy a space and stock it myself, so you made space expensive. Fuck you, robot vendor. You are everything that is wrong with government contracts. And here's where I'm in a real jam, because you would think charging $8,000 for a space, clearly simply to gouge the designer, clearly just to disincentivize people from buying space in the robot and stocking it with their own shit instead of paying premium robo prices. You would think that's got to be the dumbest thing on this page, right? But at the very end, the last entry in the robotics section, there's a final option to buy for your robot. Quote, minor body characteristics, nails, fangs, beard stubble, moles, pimples, scars, etc. Cost approximately $2,000 each. So here's my dilemma. Is it dumber to pay $8,000 for empty space when you could pay $2,000 to get that space stocked with overstocked food and then throw the food away? Or is it dumber to pay $2,000 to give your robot beard stubble or a pimple? I honestly, for the first time ever, I cannot decide. You know what? I'm going to do a poll. Go to my Twitter, at MegaDumbcast. Vote in the poll. What is the dumbest thing on this page? And you know, and I will abide by the results. What is the dumbest thing on this page? $8,000 for empty space or $2,000 for beard stubble or one pimple? Unlike the unscrupulous robot vendor, I'm not going to try to push you on this. I'm not going to try to take the choice away from you. It's your call. You're all complicit in this now. Go to the Twitter. Tell me which is the dumber purchase. I don't know. What I do know is this. We are now done with the robotics section. This was, as I've mentioned, one of my favorite sections as a child. I've been very disappointed with it, and yet I have to say that I still have a certain affection for this whole process that's involved in this section. Buying all your shit is fun. Designing the look of a robot is fun. I do think that here, the options and particularly the pricing actually detract from the experience rather than enhancing it. There are other places, like in the Alien section, where there are all kinds of fun random tables that tend to generate a character you wouldn't otherwise have thought of, give you some like unexpected wacky bullshit that you can then kind of build up your character around, and it is an aid to creativity. Here, I think the robotics section sets up a really fun process, but then actually detracts from it by the strange pricing and the weird sort of conflicts. Like, I wanted to build this kind of robot, but I can get such a better result for such a better price if I build this other kind of robot, that it's kind of pulling you away from your own creativity. Honestly, the lack of randomization may be part of the issue here. By randomizing the budget, but not any of the features of the robot, I think you're kind of doing it backward. I think that maybe the budget should be consistent, but then certain core features of the robot, what kind of robot it is, what core like special abilities it has, maybe some of that should be randomized based on what purpose the robot was built for. Then you could use the budget, hopefully with a better pricing structure, to build around those core features. So like if it turns out that I've got a big particle beam cannon, or if it turns out I've got hover jets, or if it turns out that I've got a jet engine, then I can, you know, design a robot around that without having to worry about making those core decisions about what I want to play based on these kind of pedantic financial concerns. So it's not a perfect section, but I still have a soft spot for it. This is one of the places where I think I would be most likely to house rule this game if I were actually running Heroes Unlimited, because the basic idea is worth saving, but the details could be changed to make this work a lot better. Anyway, there's no time for that. There's no time for anything because I got a daily podcast to run, and we are moving now away from the robotics section into maybe the best power category in terms of sheer fun, the special training category. I can't wait. So join me next time as we technically begin the special training category and actually take a bit of a detour on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.